All right, buckle up, everybody. We're going deep today, but we're diving into the secret and how it claims we can like manifest our dream lives just by using the law of attraction. I dug up a study guide with all the key terms and even quiz answers. Plus, we've got that full audiobook on YouTube. So yeah, let's see what this is all about.
You know, the secret's really interesting because
Yeah.
that law of attraction idea, it's been around forever.
Has it?
Thinkers and philosophers, like way back, have been exploring it for centuries.
So, like, what is the law of attraction exactly?
Well,
The book says it,
like attracting light.
right, like attracting
It
light.
goes beyond just, physical stuff. It's
That's...
about thoughts and feelings too.
So if I'm like thinking negative thoughts all the time,
Yeah.
am I going to attract like more negative experiences?
That's basically it. Yeah.
That's kind of unsettling.
The audiobook even says that, like historical figures, like poets, musicians, even entire ancient
Oh,
civilizations
wow.
might understood and used this secret.
That's a pretty big claim.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's true, you got to wonder how much our thoughts have actually shaped history.
Right.
But let's get down to the nuts and bolts.
Okay.
How's this secret supposed to work?
Yeah.
Like, what's the mechanism?
A core concept is this frequency idea.
Okay.
The book describes it as like the energy that our thoughts send out,
Okay.
like a radio signal. So positive thoughts supposedly send out positive frequencies, which attract positive experiences back to you.
Oh, okay.
And the reverse is true for negative thoughts.
So it's kind of like choosing different radio stations then.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But instead of like changing the dial, we're tuning into different frequencies with our thoughts. And
Exactly.
those frequencies determine what happens in our lives.
That's the idea.
So we're not just passively receiving whatever life throws at us.
Right.
We're actually participating in shaping those experiences through our thoughts and feelings.
Exactly. The secret suggests we have way more control over our reality than
Okay,
we think.
interesting.
It's not just random events happening.
Okay.
It's about actually shaping those events with our minds.
That's a pretty empowering thought.
Yeah.
So then how do we actually do that?
Well, there's a three-step process in the book for
Okay.
manifestation.
Right.
They call it the creative process. It's all about asking, believing, and receiving.
Ask, believe, receive.
And they emphasize that you got to be super clear
About.
about what you want when you're asking,
Okay.
like you're placing an order.
Oh, with the universe.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
like that.
It's not just vague wishing,
Right.
it's about being specific.
Okay, so you got to be specific about what you want.
But asking is just the first step.
Is it?
According to The Secret, the real magic is in believing
In
that
what?
you've already received it.
What you've asked for.
Yeah, like
Damn, wow.
unwavering faith, acting like it's already real.
This reminds me of that story in the audiobook
Which one?
about Robert, who like totally turned his life around.
Oh, you're
He stopped
riding.
focusing on his debt and all the negativity,
Right.
and he shifted to like abundance and success.
And then things actually started to change for him.
Yeah,
It's a pretty cool example.
it is.
It suggests that our beliefs actually impact reality. And there's scientific evidence for this too, like the
Wow.
placebo effect.
Sure.
The study guide mentions that
Yeah.
people experience physical changes just from believing they're getting a treatment, even if it's fake.
So it's not just positive thinking then.
No.
It's actually shifting your focus and energy
Right?
towards what you do want,
Yeah.
even when things are rough.
Exactly. That's key.
So how do we know if we're on the right track with our thoughts?
That's a great question.
Because if our thoughts are so powerful,
Yeah.
how do we make sure we're like using that power for good?
Well, The Secret says our feelings are like a guidance system.
Really?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't just ignore negative feelings.
Right.
It's about understanding what they're telling us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's feedback on our frequency, so to speak.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we're feeling joy or gratitude, love, things like that.
Okay.
That means we're on a high frequency attracting good stuff.
Makes sense.
But if we're stuck in, fear, anger, doubt, could be a sign we need to shift our thinking.
So our feelings are like a signal then,
Exactly.
letting us know if we're tuned into the right station.
That's a great way to put it.
I like that.
The audiobook even compares it to like a message from the universe,
Whoa,
a
really?
cosmic nudge to adjust our thinking.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So let's say we realize we're attracting stuff we don't want. How do we actually shift our thinking then?
Well, The Secret talks a lot about love and gratitude.
Right.
They
Ooh.
say love is the highest frequency we can emit. And gratitude is like a supercharger for this whole law of attraction thing.
Oh, gratitude, yeah.
It's about focusing on what we have instead of what we lack.
Mm-hmm.
Shifting from scarcity to abundance.
I get that.
There's a story in the audiobook about Jack Canfield, you know, the chicken soup for the soul guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He used the law of attraction to get money.
Did it work?
He says it did.
Wow.
He even has this blank check exercise anyone can try.
Hmm, a blank check.
Yeah, sounds kind of out there.
A little bit.
But what about other stuff in life?
Yeah, like relationships.
Hmm.
Even our health.
The Secret says this law works for all aspects of life.
Really?
So with relationships, it's about focusing on self-love.
Okay.
So if you're always feeling lonely or insecure,
yeah,
you're probably going to attract more of that.
Interesting.
It's like we're telling the universe, hey, this is how I deserve to be treated.
And then it's like, okay, here you go.
Pretty much.
Wow.
The audiobook has this funny story.
Oh.
About a woman who really wanted a partner.
Oh.
She was doing all the right things, visualizing, making lists.
Mm-hmm.
But get this. Her garage was so cluttered,
there
wouldn't have been room for his car.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It's a good point, though.
It is, yeah.
It's not just about thinking about it.
Right.
Our actions got to match our desires.
I see. So no mixed signals.
Exactly.
But what about health?
Yeah.
Can we really manifest good health?
The Secret is super optimistic about this.
Is it?
Saying that positive thoughts attract good health, just like negative thoughts can attract sickness.
That's a big claim.
They talk about Morris Goodman, the miracle man.
Oh, right. Him.
He was in that plane crash.
Yeah, terrible accident.
Super injured, but he visualized himself walking again.
And
he did.
Wow, that's amazing.
It really shows the power of belief.
Does, yeah.
And they bring up the placebo effect again, too.
Right, as evidence.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world.
Wars, poverty, natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying we can just think our way out of all that?
That's where things get a bit trickier.
Right.
The world in you section is where the Secret tries to address this.
Okay.
It's not about ignoring the problems.
So what is it about then?
Shifting our focus.
You mean instead of dwelling on the negative?
Yeah.
We focus on what we want to see.
Exactly.
Peace, abundance, kindness.
Aligning ourselves with those frequencies.
Old set makes sense.
The Secret says what we resist persists.
Because we're giving it energy.
Exactly. By focusing on the solutions,
we
might actually help create a better reality.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is, and it definitely raises some questions.
And probably some criticism, too.
Absolutely. It's important to look at all sides.
Yeah, for sure. We need to look at the criticisms, too.
Definitely.
One of the biggest I've heard is that the Secret kind of blames people for their problems.
Mm.
Like if someone's struggling financially or they're dealing with an illness, saying they just attracted that into their lives feels kind of insensitive.
I see your point.
It's important to be empathetic.
Absolutely.
Right? So maybe it's not about blaming anyone,
but
about seeing how our thoughts and beliefs maybe influence our experiences.
Yeah, like our mindset can create self-fulfilling prophecies.
Right. Yes.
If we're constantly worrying about getting sick,
yeah,
we could actually weaken our immune system.
That's a scary thought.
But we also got to remember there are things we can't control.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like systemic issues, societal structures, even just luck.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret doesn't always acknowledge that.
Right. It's not all about our thoughts.
Definitely not.
Another criticism I've seen
is
that the Secret sets people up for disappointment.
How so?
Like, it gets you all hyped up that we can manifest anything.
Right.
But life's not always like that.
True.
We can't just wish for $1 million and expect it to show up.
No, definitely not.
So it's more about aligning our energy, taking action.
Exactly.
But no guarantees, right?
There are no guarantees, no.
It seems like focusing too much on manifesting, like money and stuff, might actually make you feel worse.
How so?
Like always wanting more.
You mean never feeling satisfied?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like that saying,
thing.
The grass is always greener.
I see. Always chasing something else.
Right.
That's why it's important to focus on what truly matters.
Okay. What brings real fulfillment?
Right. And not just the material stuff.
So it's not just about what we get, but who we become.
Exactly. Personal growth, compassion, making a difference in the world.
Okay. That makes sense.
So we've talked about the potential, the criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, what's the takeaway for someone who's intrigued by the Secret,
mm-hmm.
but also wants to be realistic?
I think it's about being a critical thinker.
Okay.
Don't just accept everything blindly.
So be skeptical.
Yeah, try the technique, see what works for you.
Find what resonates, not take it as gospel.
Exactly, it's a journey.
Right, not a destination.
We're always learning and growing.
Well said. So what's the most important thing to remember?
Recognize the power of your thoughts and beliefs.
Okay.
But they're only one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Balance optimism with realism. Take responsibility for your choices.
Okay.
Live a life that feels authentic.
That's a great way to sum it up.
It is a lot to think about.
It is. And it leaves us with a big question.
Oh, yeah.
If you truly believed you could create anything, what would you choose?
That's a powerful question.
It is. And this deep dive is just the beginning.
Right.
So explore the secret. Experiment. See what you can create.
Awesome.
Until next time, keep diving deep.